Hey, 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 welcome, welcome, everybody. I am just happy that you are tuned in to Simply Hanif Radio Show. That's me, she, your girl, Simply Hanif. And I always say, let's laugh, cry, grow, and drink coffee, because on this show, we hit some tough topics that may make you cry, some make you laugh, and while we're growing as well, right? Today, we have some amazing guests who are doing what they love, and they're sharing their gifts with the world. They're sharing it with us. But today, we are speaking on a heavy topic, and it's about releasing negative chatter and replacing it with positive affirmations. And we need to know, ladies and gentlemen, how important that is, because we speak so much negativity to ourselves in our brain, that chatter that's there, and we just don't replace them, as we should, with positive affirmations. I have four awesome guests this morning. Yes, I do. I have Mrs. Yunita Muhammad. I also have Christina M. Dukes, Allison, and Mrs. B. Harry. Now, if I didn't say your full name, it's because I cannot pronounce it. If people that come on the show know that I have issues with that, and I will not tear up your name, but I will have you come on and correct me, and then we'll definitely have those names corrected, right? But before we get started with this great, great show and this great, great topic, we're going to take a small commercial break, everybody. And that commercial break, we're going to actually listen to a little bit of Miss Melva Moore, What Can I Do to Survive? But when we come back, we will get right into this topic. I would tell you a little bit about our guest. I cannot wait. I think you guys are really going to enjoy this, and hopefully we are helping somebody, and it is important. So with no further ado, before we have our guest on, we're going to take, again, that small break listening to Mr. Melvin Moore, What Can I Do? When we get back, we will be speaking about releasing the negative chatter and replacing it with positive affirmations. All right.
What we had is just a memory. Yeah, so inseparable we used to be. Raindrops falling down on my parade. You gave up on me. I know we had our
Do you want lots of chemicals and artificial stimulants? Or are you ready to try the natural alternative? It's time for you to try Revive. Packed with the power of 21 superfruits and a touch of green tea, Revive really delivers with antioxidants, nutrients, and real energy, the way nature intended.
Hi, I'm Brian Klein, CEO of Rushmore Essentials. I want you to try Revive, our brand new vitality drink. Made from 21 pure and powerful superfruits I hand-selected for quality and blended for performance. Revive gives you that great feeling of well-being and vitality without the jitters of an energy drink. You can feel great about the quality of Revive. My family has been in the fruit business since 1939.
Revive is ideal for healthy, active people who are looking for the real energy it takes to live life to the fullest. Not just for 5 hours, but all day long, every day of the week. Buy Revive at Vitamin Shoppe. For more information and valuable coupons, visit our website at drinkre.com. That's drinkre.com. Revive yourself today.
Hey, 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 welcome back, everybody. I am Simply Hanif. That's Misha, your girl, and you are tuned in today. And our topic today is releasing negative chatter, replacing it with positive affirmations. And I want to give a shout-out to everybody that is supporting the show. We have our phone lines are lit up, so we know that people are interested in hearing how can they release, you know, that negative chatter that we speak to ourselves over and over and over again. We need to know how to replace it with positive affirmation. It is important that we speak love and life to ourselves daily. I also wanted to give, before we get started, give a shout-out to the Not My Home Foundation, who threw a wonderful fashion show over this weekend, all about building self-esteem and self-care to the youth. And I'm telling you, those women rock the runway, so I was excited to hear that. If you are listening right now and you are a guest on the show, please make sure that you are pressed, that you have pressed 1 so that we can see you on the switchboard. Also, if you are interested in getting involved in this conversation and you have questions for us, you may also press 1 when you're ready to speak. With that being said, with no further ado, we're going to go ahead and introduce, I believe, our first guest. 1 second, ladies and gents, will be Unitha. I believe I see you. I'm trying to locate you. I got you. Hello, Unitha. Welcome. And then we're also going to have our guest. I am really Mrs. B. Harry. I'm looking for you as well. Give me 1 second. There you go. Christina. I don't see you. Hold on 1 second. Allison, are you there? Alice, can you hear me? I just want
yes,
to make sure. Forgive. Okay, so I have Allison, I have Unitha on,
yes.
And who am I missing? Miss B. Harry, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, so I am missing Mrs. Christina M. Dukes. I think that's her. Let me just make sure. Christina, is that you? Hello? So, give me a second, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just trying to make sure that I have all of my guests on. Christina, is that you? Miss Dukes? Nope. That is weird. Okay. Hopefully we'll get her on. If you guys don't mind, if I just take a quick break so I can locate her, found her. Never mind. All right. Mrs. Dukes, you there?
Yep, I'm here. Thank you.
Awesome, awesome. Okay, ladies, welcome, welcome. So before we get started, I would like you guys to tell the audience just a little bit about yourself so they know who you are. So, Christina, since I've gotten you on, let them know who you are, what it is that you do, and then after that we will dig into this topic and really help somebody today.
Okay, so thank you so much for having me on the show, honey. I really, really appreciate it. This is one of my favorite topics to discuss. So I am actually a consultant, a speaker, a success manifestation coach, and aspiring author. And I work with entrepreneurs and creative and helping them to align their natural talents and spiritual gifts with processes that generate processes that generate profit. With my own process I created called Connect, Engage, Inspire. And my main mission as a coach, consultant, and speaker is to really just motivate people, inspire them, and educate them about what changes that they can make in their life to enhance and transform their own lives.
I love it. Yanith.
Yes, good morning, and thank you for having me on the show, honey. Welcome, fellow guest host for today. I'm Yanith Muhammad, and I help people to transform from the inside out. I do this by counseling, doing groups. I do couples counseling with my husband, as well as I speak. I'm writing a book. And I also have a radio show on Blog Talk Radio. And I do this under Core Work with UL Muhammad, which is CoreWorkULM.com and for short. But I'm so happy to be here, and I thank you for having me.
Oh, you're most welcome. All right, Allison.
Hi, Yanith. This is you can call me Allie. Which is really just my personality a little bit better.
Okay.
And I want to thank you so much for the privilege of being on this show. And I think you're beautiful on the inside and on the out. And I am super excited
thank
to be
you.
With these amazing ladies as well. I think I've been through several seasons in my life, so I'll make this very brief. I was married at 20 and have had 11 children with the same man, 9 girls and 2 boys. After raising, kind of in the middle of raising my kids, after having the 10th child, I opened my own business, and now I train Olympic hopefuls in a gymnastics program that has about 500 athletes. And late in life, I decided to pursue my master's. So at 50, I decided to go back to school, and I'm now finishing up my master's at Harvard in international relations, and just have a lot of doors opening for NASA. In the space industry. So you never know where life's going to lead you. And I hope to share some things with your listeners as well.
Allie, you just made me feel like I have no reason to complain about nothing. Okay, I only got 2 I'm like, wait a minute, sister. All right now. I think that takes a special gift. But thank you. Thank you so much for being on. Definitely, I am missing someone. My brain today, I'll tell you, I'm having a little bit of, I call it Alzheimer's moment, but whatever. Miss B. Harry.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ava Laura. So it's
Ava Laura.
Plus
I've been
Laura.
Wanting to get it correct. I did not want to chop up your name. I hate it when people chop up Hanif, so thank
I understand.
You.
Us with unique names, I trust me, I understand, I get it.
Yes,
so thank you for having me today, and I'm so excited to talk with all these amazing women. And I'm a spiritual life coach and a healer, and I work primarily with mission-driven women in leadership and celebrities and really helping people to live in the flow of passion and purpose, helping them to get unstuck, feel more fulfilled, and create the legacy and the life that they truly want to live by embracing all that they are. So I love this topic because this is one of the bigger things that I have to talk about with my clients is really how to master their mindset. So I'm very excited to be here today.
Awesome, awesome. And listen, when just so we can get the format so people know who's speaking, I don't mind who answers the question. Just say who you are so that they know where it's coming from. So my first question today is, how do we actually make that negative chatter cease? How do we stop that? Especially if you've been in the habit of speaking negative things to yourself for a long time. What are the first tools that you can give someone to change that? Anyone can chime in.
Can I jump in there? This is Christina.
Yes. Are you on a speaker, sweetie?
No, I'm not. Do I sound far
There's
away?
There's an echo.
Hang
There's
on.
An echo.
Is this better?
Awesome. That's much better. Yes.
Awesome. Ma'am. Okay. So I guess first of all, when thinking about like negative chatter, so as a coach, I like educating people about what it is, because you can't really conquer something until you really understand what it is. So first and foremost, I just believe that there's a point in time for all of us, there has been, where we've all been a little bit lost in life. But I firmly believe that with proper guidance, everything can turn around for you. Your life can be better. It will be better by first accepting that life is better. We have to really just wake up every day and enjoy the ride. So first, like, the first thing I want to talk about is chatter and what that is. So chatter, the definition of the word means quick or unimportant talk. And negative self-chatter is thinking that keeps us addicted to these negative old habits that have never served us by keeping our experiences in what I like to call a little personal bubble. And the bottom line is that everyone has negative self-chatter because the dominance of our world is actually negativity. Mm-hmm. So I was reading an article in, I think, Psychology Today, and it was saying, I think, about 60 to 70% of people have these spontaneously occurring negative thoughts. So everyone has negative thoughts. It's just how we control them when they happen. So my one major tip that I can give people about how to turn them off is by creating the right mindset, and I think someone mentioned this a few minutes ago, because success is really a state of mind. And until we're really able to turn off our external environment, because that's where the negative self-chatter comes from, we begin comparing ourselves to external environments and living up to standards that are not our own, and we begin to overthink things based on what society tells us who we should be and what we should be. So the first thing is, you've got to create the positive environment that you want by first believing in that environment. Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes sense. It makes sense. And I do believe that you just got to sometimes reprogram yourself and constantly do it. And you have to choose your happiness.
Yep.
And I tell people that. I don't think you wake up every day happy. No, that's not realistic. But you can choose to be happy every day. The one thing I love to do is tap into the joy that I was born with. Now, that's a different thing. I believe that God has given us all joy, which was our gift. And that's something that the world can't take, that anybody can't take from you. That is your gift. And so if you tap into that and then choose to be happy, you can kind of eliminate some of that negative chatter that you're exposed to. But I also think that sometimes we have to stop and pay attention to what we are allowing ourselves to see, hear, and be around. But on that question, can I get someone
else? That seems really simple, right?
Yes, yes.
It seems really simple, and I think the people get caught up in that, well, that solution just seems absolutely too simple. But it actually is simple. It's,
you know,
every time you're having a negative thought, have a positive thought immediately there to replace it. That's it.
I agree. Ladies?
This is Laura, and I definitely would like to chime in because, like I said, this is I have helped my clients through a step-by-step process, and talking about our beliefs, our belief system is one of the primary things that I talk about in really helping them to understand what our beliefs are, the different levels of beliefs, and the six laws about beliefs. And I think that is so important when we're talking about this negative mind chatter, because I think we need to understand what we're dealing with in the first place. And understanding that, just like someone just said, that we are programmed to the negative, but also understand that we all automatically, human nature, on average, have about 60,000 thoughts every single day. So it varies, but on average, everybody has about 60,000 thoughts every single day. And the thing that's important to understand is that they are the same 60,000 thoughts every single day. So literally, you're taking your programming from society, from TV, from your parents, from your teachers, from everybody, and you are then reprogramming yourself. Every single day, you're thinking those same thoughts. And what's even more important to understand is that 80% of those thoughts are negative. Every single day, on average, you are thinking mostly negative thoughts. So it's normal. So that's the first thing that we have to understand, that that is normal, because when you feel like you're thinking all these negative things, what's wrong with me, what's happening, when you understand that that's normal and everybody does that, then you can say, okay, great, there's not something wrong with me, this is normal. Now how do I change that? How do I reprogram that?
Absolutely. And
but the first thing is understanding that this is by nature how we work. And then understanding what I really take my clients through first is, let's look at what all the negative thoughts are. That's the first thing that we have to do, because you can't get rid of what you don't know exists.
You can't get rid of what you don't know exists. Say that.
You can't get rid of what you don't know exists. So you have to see it first. You have to see it, and then you can release it. So first thing we do is start to look through different areas of your life and really going through what are the negative beliefs that you associate with your spirituality, with your health, with your relationships, with your career, with your children, whatever it might be, with your finances,
with your belief
with your
system
money.
Is what I'm hearing, Ava Laura.
Exactly.
Is that
it's all about
you
your
really
belief
have
system.
To change your belief system, because whatever your belief system is it determines the things that you are thinking and God, and then it can manifest into your present. I think that's what happens to the stumbling blocks of us growing and being able to be on a successful level that we really want to be on. That's good. That's good.
If I can jump in there, because negative chatter is a manifestation of how you feel deep down inside.
Yes. Who's speaking?
That's Christina.
Okay, thank you.
This is Yumita. I wanted to chime in on this. I think one way, everything both ladies said is true, but I also think it's how we start our day as well. I think the previous lady just touched on it, that it's what we believe, it's our belief system, but it's also to how what we feed our minds with, because our mindsets have to shift. But then what are we feeding in to counteract the negative chatter? And one thing is when we talk about the positive affirmations, but I believe if we start our day with our spiritual practices, whatever that may be for whatever you believe, I think that helps to start off in a positive mindset and set your intentions for the day. And that's very important, because sometimes our minds are going haywire because there is no guide. There is nothing, there is no direction for our mind. And so I think we have focus of intention, have done our spiritual practices, have read our devotional for the morning, have read our word, have meditated, whatever it is that you do in your spiritual practices, that is a very good way to cease the negative chatter as well. So it's a process. You know, everything that the ladies are talking about, you know, I do the same thing with my clients. We go through the process of changing the mindset. So the number one thing really is we definitely have to change our mindset, because what we believe is what we will speak, and what we speak is what we'll do. And
I agree with that.
So sometimes we find ourselves in these patterns or these habits or these situations, and people are saying, how did I get here? But we have to trace it back to, what did you believe about yourself, or what did you believe about the situation?
And that's why I always say check your heart, and once you check your heart, check your mind, check your words, and then check your actions, because all of that it will manifest. I mean, you really have to be mindful of the energy that you bring and you wake up every day. And I do agree with that.
Yes.
You will be hit with things. That's just life. Things will, around you, chaos may be happening, but you have to be mindful of things. And you can sometimes change that dynamic. Have you ever been in a room where you feel so much negativity, but you come in so positive, and sometimes that positive energy can feed off on everybody else, and you change the dynamic of that room.
Oh, yes.
So I always say you just got to – you really have to – I do believe it's work. I want people to understand that it's a daily thing. It is not something you just – oh, okay, now I've changed it, because as some of the ladies said, you know, negative chatter, it's part of life, right? You're going to hear it, but you have to choose to want to change the way that you perceive things. You want to change your belief system in order to have anything better, in order to create positive affirmations daily in your mind first. Allie, what do you feel about all this?
Well, first of all the things that ladies are saying are absolutely right on. And, you know, I had a hard time in a real-life situation at 50 years old walking into a Harvard classroom. And I was from Oklahoma, and I was an ordinary woman. And, you know, at the beginning of class, they go around the classroom, and every person introduces himself. And I'm sitting in the back because I'm a little intimidated. And, you know, I think we hear those voices. You're too old, or you're too young, mm-hmm. or you got too many kids, or you don't have kids, or you're too tall, or you're too short, or you're a woman, or you're a man, or whatever. We always hear these negative things that are playing in our mind over and over again. So as they're going around the room, I get more and more intimidated because there's people in there that are, you know, the son of an ambassador from here, or this person has a degree from Princeton, or all these things. And I'm sitting back there thinking, oh, my God, when it gets to me, what am I going to say? And I just said, hey, I'm Allie. I'm from Oklahoma. I have a bachelor's in communications from OU. I have 11 children. And I'm commuting weekly, and I'm thinking, these people are going to think I'm crazy. But what came to my mind at that point, I'm a Christian, and so I'm sitting there praying, and like all the rest of us have to have spiritual, you know, input to overcome the negative. And there's one thing I knew that was different about me that I could capitalize on than the rest of the group was, because I was a mom and because I'd had 11 kids in the business, I really believed I could probably outwork everybody. I wasn't the highest IQ in the room. But you can capitalize on your strengths, and you can start meditating on what you are good at and what you can bring to the table. And I think that's really, really important, to think about what you are good at and to focus on that and really capitalize on it in those intimidating moments.
I love that, Allie, because I believe that we all have our kids. And I believe this. I'm a Christian, too. And if you're not, that's fine. You're still welcome on a radio show. My thing is this, that I know that what God has for Hanif, he has for Hanif, and what he has for Allie, he has for Allie. So I don't really have to worry about trying to be better than or trying to compete with anybody, mm-hmm. because I just need to be better at what it is that I need to be better at. I need to be better for myself than I was yesterday. That's what my goal is what lessons did I learn from whatever yesterday gave, and what can I do better today to improve me? Because there was
right,
a
and I don't want to.
I didn't even.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I just don't want anyone to think I was trying to say that I was trying to beat everybody in the classroom. I was trying to pull myself out of a pit in my head.
Got it. No, I got
you
that. Got that.
So I hope I didn't come across as trying to be like competitive with everyone.
No, definitely
I
got
was
it.
Just struggling.
No, definitely
okay,
got
great.
It.
Go ahead.
I know
go ahead.
That because I'm back in school, Allie. So I get it, and I get that intimidation because I in the math class I don't. I'm telling y'all, I don't know none of this math. It's foreign language, and I'm like, oh, my God, how am I going to, you know, pass this class? But I do agree that I have my own gifts and my own ways, and I can do it. And so we have to just start speaking positive to ourselves. I think if we already set ourselves up to fail, and you guys can chime into this, we speak our failure first before we speak anything positive. So if you set yourself up to fail, guess what's going to happen? If you say to yourself, yep. I won't pass this class, you won't. If you don't give yourself
absolutely.
The chance to do better. Ladies and gentlemen, listen, we have a couple of callers now. I'm going to listen, if you want to chime into the conversation and you've pressed 1, then I can see you on a switchboard. If you haven't pressed 1, then I know that you're just tuning in. So I'm going to go to caller, last numbers, area code 773, last number 7259. Caller, you're on the air with Simply Hanif Radio Show.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I had my phone number. Did you want me to say something?
Well, you pressed 1. So did you want to say something? So, again, if you press 1,
I'm
then
sorry.
That means you want to talk
been,
on the air.
I'm sorry. It may have been an error. No, I was just
okay.
listening.
No problem. I'll put you back on hold. No problem. Okay, so listen, everybody. If you want to speak to the guests here, you want to chime in on replacing that negative chatter with positive affirmations, just press 1. So I'm going to go to, we have another caller, ladies. 773-01, last number 0163. Caller, you're on the air on Simply Hanif Radio Show. caller? Hello? Okay. I'm going to put that person back on hold. Again, everybody, listen, do not press 1 if you don't want to be in the queue to speak to us. And if you want to speak to us, go ahead and press 1. Okay, so let's get back into the
awesome.
Topic.
So can I talk about affirmations a little bit? This is
I was
Christina.
Just about to ask that question. Yeah, let me ask the question. The question I want to ask is, how can we get in the habit of pouring and speaking positive affirmations to ourselves so that we're also doing that in our environment as well? How can we do that?
So can I jump in? This is Christina.
Absolutely. Just say who you are.
Okay. It's Christina. So affirmations, what I found out about affirmations is that we use them all the time, whether or not we believe it or not. Affirmations are simply statements that can be both positive and negative. So how we talked about the negative self-chatter, guess what? That's called a negative affirmation. So we're really looking to transition those to positive affirmations, right? And first, I think you really need to get to the root of what your negative affirmations were. And someone mentioned this before about belief systems. And so one of the key things I always have my clients do is first write about, you know, what are some of the self-defeating things that you do feel about yourself, and then directly create a positive affirmation that goes along with it in terms of I am. So my coaching practice is the base of it is definitely faith-based. So we go right into I am that I am. What I am are you speaking into your life? And we've got to speak the positive I am so we can kind of step right into the environment that we want, because what happens is when our thoughts and attitude changes, our lives begin to align themselves to what it is that we're dominantly thinking or talking about. Someone else said this is what's really important is what are you feeding your mind? Daily rituals are going to be very important. Christina has low vibration days. I call them low vibration days a lot. Because as you begin to step into your greatness, and Hanif, you mentioned this, which is you come into a room with a lot of negative people, I just firmly believe don't dim your light so other people can see in the darkness. You've got to go out and tell yourself absolutely, you are the greatest, you are the best. Remember that you were built by a perfect God. You are already perfect. It's not some future event. You're already there. You just need to come into alignment with what it is that you're desiring, what that desire is by first figuring out what you want. And the one thing with people is they don't know what they want. They don't know what to ask for, so they don't know what to believe. They begin believing the things that other people say. But
yes,
the thing
that,
right? You can't wait for other people to make you happy. You can't
wait for
other people to change. You've got to ask
God. And I love
God
that you said that.
You.
I want to, and I'll let you finish. But I love that you said that. This is what I really wanted to get across, and I had to learn. And I'm speaking mainly on some of the experience that I went through myself, listening to everyone else tell me what my gift is. But listen, God already told you what it is. Just be obedient and follow that. There are going to be all kind of things thrown your way to try to get you off of that course, because some people are scared of your light. That is a true statement. Understand that, and understand that you have an obligation to follow your purpose, period. Someone needs you. Someone needs you. So I had to learn, and I think I've posted this before. For those that may have suffered going through depression, depression is so debilitating and it's real, and I have suffered from it going in and out of it. But I had to find out where the root of it was coming from and stop speaking those negative things to myself and just change my mindset and change the way that I saw myself, change my circle. Sorry, I hate to bust some people's bubbles, but some people's friendships have expiration dates. People around you have expiration dates. Sometimes that can cause, those are some of the causes of you listening to all that negative chatter as well. So you got to do such a shift. I say cleaning out your closet of life. Sometimes you got to shift and start cleaning out some things, and then really, really, really understand that no one is responsible for your happiness but you. When you get that, things get better. But go right
ahead. Absolutely. What if I told you it wasn't, one of my clients enlightened me on this, what if I said to you it wasn't depression but it was oppression because you're giving your power away? So if you only decide that you take your power back, can you control and create the environment that is healthy for you? But you're not depressed. You're just oppressed.
What you say? That's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
And this is Unitha. And then I think when we think about the word affirmation and to affirm, when I looked it up, it said affirm is to maintain as true. And so it goes back to who do we think we are and who do we believe that we are. And it clearly states if you're a believer, if you're a Christian, you know, Psalm 139, and it tells you, you know, Psalm 119 tells you who God says you are. He created us. He created us in his inward being. And so we
right.
need to know that we are the head and not the tail. And a lot of times people spend time focusing on, I'm such a wretched soul, I'm such a sinner, I'm such a this, I'm such a that. And all of the negative, when I believe we have to stay in the positive. Who did God create? If God said I'm the head and not the tail, I'm above only and not beneath.
Sure,
when
you
I
are wonderfully
in the room,
designed and
I
made
come,
by him.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So when I step in the room, I come with the light. When I step in the room, I'm it. Because I know who I am, and that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
All of us are going to have the negative chatter, but it's like saying to yourself, the more you affirm yourself, the more you don't have to affirm yourself. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Because you begin to be it. You don't have to talk yourself
well, you
into
need
it.
You, preaching
you,
up.
You will be it because you will just walk in the room and the light will shine. And it's true what Christina said.
And people want to be
said,
around that light.
They want to be around
you.
The light, but some people don't. Some people.
Oh, no. There's others that are intimidated by it, but that let me tell you what that is. That's just use your spirit of discernment.
Mm-hmm.
That is to let
yes.
you know who you need to be around and who you shouldn't be around.
Mm-hmm.
So pay attention to that spirit of discernment.
Mm-hmm.
But that
mm-hmm.
light,
mm-hmm.
the ones that's supposed to be drawn, that will be drawn to that
mm-hmm.
light, is a beautiful thing. When you know who you
mm-hmm.
are and you walk in that,
yes.
no matter what else is thrown
yes.
your way, it is a beautiful thing to see. I love to see women and men who know who they are, who exude this certain light
mm-hmm.
in them that, yeah, they're going through things. You never know what a person may go through in their personal life, but they still are choosing to be positive and to shut that negative chatter and to walk in their affirmation, be that positive affirmation. I'm really loving
absolutely.
This conversation.
This
yeah.
is
Evelina Flora.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
I want you to chime in. And Allie, y'all two cannot be quiet.
Yes.
I need y'all in here.
I'm in here.
You know, you all actually made me think of every day on Facebook and Twitter, I post power woman tips. And I just want to read what I posted today because you all made me think of it with the conversation you were just having. And it's, you know, I said, are you doing what you can do or are you doing what you were called to do?
Okay.
It's easy to stay stuck in your comfort zone, settling for what you can do. But are you embracing all that you are for your most incredible life? It takes courage, commitment, and confidence to bust through your comfort zones and do the work that you are called to do.
Oh,
and I agree with her.
Yeah.
You know, if you look on the internet and you research the top 5 regrets of a person who is dying, and there was a nurse who recorded these things over a period of 13 years. Do you know what the number one regret is when people were dying? I thought it would be I didn't spend enough time with family and friends, or I thought that's what it was going to be. But the number one regret is I didn't do what I wanted to do with my life because of other
mm-hmm.
people's expectations. And I just want to encourage everyone to live life with no regrets. At the end of this life, you have to stand before your God and answer for your life, not for your
mm-hmm.
children's life, for your husband's life, your
family,
what they think.
That made me cry right there because that's such a real statement, Allie, because I was told that I shouldn't do radio and who do I think I was and things like that. But I chose to just tap into I just said, screw that, because if I live my life based on what everybody else wanted Hanif to do, I wouldn't be where I'm at today. I finally said, I'm going to walk in my purpose boldly. Boldly.
We're ordinary women, but when we hook up with God, we're an extraordinary God. We become extraordinary.
Mm.
And
yes.
it's so exciting to
yes.
partner with God because no matter what we do, he enhances it. And I love it because I know in 2 Chronicles 69, it says, the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself
mm-hmm.
strong on behalf of those whose heart is perfect towards him. you know, we're not perfect in everything, but we can have a perfect heart towards God. And when He says our heart is perfect, He can flow through us and change our life and change other people's lives. And that's what life's all about, is like living with no regrets.
And so kind of
on that note, lady, before you chime in, hold on, sweetie, I'm going to let you chime in, I promise. Before you chime in, let's see about this call. I think we have a caller. Caller area code, if you, listen, if you press 1, I'm going to see if you want it to be on the air. So pressing 1 means that you want to speak, that you want to chime in. So caller area code 323, last number 7705. Caller, you're on the air with Simply Honey Radio.
Hello, Simply Honey. This is a wonderful broadcast. It's been blessing my soul. I'm Omar Muhammad, and
hey,
I just wanted to interject the idea that has changed my life. One was that change your thinking, change your life, and the other one was be grateful. And eventually we're moving toward gratefulness, which gratefulness for nothing. But until then, be grateful for everything that God has brought into your life. So one of the major things for me was just being grateful. I challenge anybody, if you could say whatever you're thankful for on a daily basis, that will continue to encourage you and lift you and bring you to the state of mind where your thinking can change. The other thing is, the thing is about being an observer of your thoughts. I'm so thankful that you talked about what you input in terms of what you're needing, what you're feeding, because your thoughts wants to grab onto something. But if you feed the right kind of things in, that's good. But then when you step back and watch your thoughts, like just step back a little while and say, what am I thinking? And when you start thinking about what you're thinking, you determine, oh, I don't like this one. Oh, I do like this one. You hold on to the ones that you do, and then the ones that you don't like, you do that counterbalance that I heard earlier. So I want to thank you for bringing this important program to the fore, because whatever you want to see, you have to speak that. You speak that into reality, and it will come. And when other people bring those negativity to you, you speak, no, that will not happen to me. This is what's going to happen. You declare your reality. Thank you very much, Anitra, and all those people.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for tuning in, too. I appreciate it, Brother Muhammad. God bless.
You're welcome.
All right. Let's get back into another. One of you wanted to speak, and I think that was Christina.
Yeah, this is Chris. Yeah. And so, like, in terms of Allie, I read that book, and I do events, and I offer books to my attendees. And one of the books that we had was that book, The Five Regrets of the Dying People. And one thing I came to realize is because a lot of people are saying, okay, well, I recognize I have this really stinking thinking that I'm in this negative environment with these negative people, but what is that, like, motivating moment? But it's really the fear that's going to motivate the change. Fear motivates change. And until you understand that fear is really false evidence that appears real, it's nothing but a voice in your head, and you get a method to cancel it. So whenever Christina gets a negative thought, I just immediately go cancel, and I have a list. I carry around a notebook. I have a journal, and I write in blue ink. I don't know why blue ink works for manifestations, but it just works beautifully. And I go back, and I have a list of affirmations written down, like I am healthy, wealthy, abundant, prosperous. I'm a money magnet. I'm an opportunity magnet. I'm living in God's will. I have to go and rewrite that and put myself on punishment for having bad thoughts. That's my conditioning. It's like being in school. Every day I have to write it down. I have to write it down until my hand hurts because until I realize how amazing I am, I have to give myself permission to succeed. I can't wait for anyone else to create a platform for me. It's my job to do that.
Uh-huh.
It's my job to be
able
to be well-fed in the word, to have that strong foundation. I have to give myself that permission to be what it is that God called me to be. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love that. I might have to do that. I really love
put yourself on punishment. A good punishment, though.
That was good. That was real good. And I'm happy you said that. Ladies, those that are mothers, okay, this is a big thing, because not only are mothers and fathers working on self to be better, how can we help our children start speaking positive things to their selves? What tools can we use? You know, they're going to school. They're hit with so much stuff. My kids don't really watch a lot of TV at all. But the parents that do, that, you know, every house is different. What can we do to counteract that for our children? It's very important that not only as women and men, we're uplifting ourselves, but as a community, we have to also uplift these kids. So I want each of you to, and especially you, Allie, I need you to chime on in on this one.
Okay.
Sure. Well, I'm a mom of 11, and I had them all with the same man, and there's 9 girls.
Say it.
2 boys, and every single day on the way to school, when they're in the car, the first thing they have to repeat this after me, I'm Hanif. And they say, I'm smart, I'm athletic, I'm musical, I'm beautiful, I love God, I love other people, I outwork everybody, I'm early wherever I go, I love to be clean, I finish what I start, I remember to say thank you, I smile when I talk, and I choose to be happy. They say that every single day. And
wow.
They repeat it every day, and they've been doing it for years because I know they're going to encounter everything against that when they get out in the world. And so they have affirmations. They speak every single day.
Oh, Allie, you got to inbox me that so I can post that everywhere. Because
that's
good. That's good. I need that. I need to have that. That is real good. Anyone else? Chime in.
This is Unita.
Yes.
One of the things I think is how we counteract for our children is first we give them the word of God and make sure that they have that as a tool in their life. But, you know, we speak prayers over them. We have to speak positivity over them. So we have to speak who they are. We have to speak, you know, I tell my sons, I give them all a name. So, you know, all of them have these cute little names, but they're positive of each one of my children. And I have 3 boys and 1 girl. And so I speak this over them, and I hug them all the time, and I kiss them all the time, and I tell them that they're smart, and I tell them that they're beautiful and they're handsome. And I do this on purpose, and I've done this on purpose since they were children. Because just like Allie said, the world is going to tell them something different. When they step out the door, they're going to be thrown with so many things. But if we feed them at home, it helps them to be better prepared so that they don't absorb so much of the outside. But definitely feeding them affirmations, having them say affirmations, praying over them. And before they get out the car every day, I make sure I tell them, you have a blessed day. And one thing my husband tells them, you know, remember who you are. You know, remember
who absolutely.
You are. And
especially
so that's
our men.
Something that we do.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
And so yeah. My husband tells me, remember who you are and who you represent. You represent God and you represent the Muhammad. And so it's this thing.
Oh, and you know, you need to not to cut you off. I love that. I love that your husband said it because, remember, you know, I don't know, the younger generation is something else, but we say it to our kids that you not only represent yourself, you represent your last name.
Mm-hmm.
So be
yep.
mindful what you're doing and saying
yep.
out there. And you don't
absolutely.
Never know who's watching, and you don't know who your mom
that's
and your
right.
daddy know. And I love that you said that, but can I ask you guys for this first, because I have children that listen to the show sometimes too, that don't have that at home. We need to be honest about that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a community
so,
of children that don't have it at home. And
absolutely.
What can they do to speak to themselves when it's not spoken to them?
Yeah, this is Christina.
Yes.
Can I tell you something? As a kid, I grew up in one of the most negative environments. Even going to college was a challenge because we were taught to be workers and that's too expensive. And it was all a mindset. You know what I mean? Like we lived in a poverty. Poverty is a mindset. We were taught,
yes.
oh, we can't afford it. We can't have this. It's too expensive. College is too expensive. How are you going to pay for it? You're going to have loans. You're going to have this. You're going to have this.
Girl.
And all this stuff is coming at you. But you know what? I had to go into my own secret little hiding space. And kids, we're imaginative. But I believe that God lives in our imaginations. And I would imagine myself to be this awesome person. And how often do we hear, just be awesome? No one ever just says that to us. But that's the beauty of being able to reinvent yourself. Do you ever notice
that
superheroes always have this low vibrational, that's the person they are in the world, but then the real them, the alter ego, is like the superhero with these magical powers? So I would create my own superhero. My superhero was invincible, and she could do anything. And then I just found out the way to align the two and merge them. That's how I became who I am today.
Mm.
Just merge
the
two.
That's fantastic. I think we remember, too, you know, as an adult, I was not in a positive environment either. You know, as I began to achieve, that wasn't always looked upon as a positive. And I think we encounter that at every age of our life, or we can in different situations. And, you know, I think we can choose for that to be a launch pad for us. I mean, I wouldn't have been in college if I had been in a negative situation for me.
Right,
and I
right.
didn't have the money to go to college. And I didn't have, I mean, going to Harvard, are you kidding me? I couldn't even, I was having a hard time paying the electric bill. But when God opens the door and the opportunity opens, He always provides everything we need to go with it, whether it be the money
mm-hmm.
or the support or the friendship. And if you're not getting support from adults around you, whether it be your child or an adult in this situation, find people that will give you support, a pastor,
mm-hmm.
a friend.
Mm-hmm.
God will bring people to you that will tell you you can make something with your life.
I love
mm-hmm.
that.
This is Ava Laura, and I want to go back to really quickly, you know, what you're talking about for parents, because, you know, working with women, obviously, you know, most of your clients are going to be mothers. And I love working with mothers, but even more I like working with women who are not mothers yet.
Mm-hmm.
Because one of the things right. that they get through the process, they're like, Ava Laura, I wish I had learned this. Especially my mothers, I wish I had learned this earlier, and I wish I could have given this to my children earlier. Because you
right.
can't give your children what you don't know.
That's the truth.
So it's your job and it's your responsibility to know so that you can pass it on. And the other thing that's so important is that you can talk to your blue in the face, but your children are going to do what you do, not what you say.
Better say that.
Exactly.
That is the
exactly.
truth.
Exactly.
So you have to be the model for what you want your children to be. So I think that that is so important to really practice what you preach, because that is going to be what your child responds to and how they move and show up in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that you guys are talking about that. And this is what I want to tell parents. We don't have the right to destroy children's lives. Get it together. When you start having children, it just isn't just about you, and that's just the fact. And I'm speaking from experience. You have got to kill that selfishness inside of you. When you get married, it isn't just about you. You have to take that I out of everything and create a we. And that means if you're married, your husband, your children, because you need the, and whoever else is married on the line, you understand that marriage is really about not just your family. It's about community.
Yeah.
People are depending on you
mm-hmm.
to show them that it can be possible. And that was a big lesson for me. For my children,
mm-hmm.
I have two sons, and we had to be mindful of just what you said, Ava Laura, of speaking and not aligning it with our actions. And I just remember one day my husband and I said, we got to change. This
mm-hmm.
is ridiculous. 'Cause they're doing the things that we can't stand, because they're not. It's not what we're saying. They're watching what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But once we shift that, it's funny how our kids just are thriving on their own. On their own. And so I appreciate the honesty here, and I appreciate you women just really, really, really dig. I think we have another caller. Just want to make sure. Okay, you know what, caller? If you pressed 1, that means you want to speak to the ladies here on the line about releasing negative chatter and replacing it with positive affirmations. So caller 7259, I believe.
Hello.
You're on the air on Simply Honey.
Yeah, hello, everyone.
Hello.
This is Hilda. Hello, can you hear me?
Hi. Yes, I can hear you.
Can you
speak up just a tad bit?
Okay, great. Yeah, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, that's better. That's perfect. Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. First of all, I just wanted to thank Christina Dukes for having me on, you know, to listen into this radio show. Really, really empowering. I called in right
awesome.
At the beginning. And
thank
I've heard
you.
Every...
Hi, Hilda.
How are you? How are you?
I'm
so glad.
Thank you.
Thank you. I just wanted to kind of pitch in here with what Ali said about children. I have a 4-year-old, and she's, oh, my God, 4-year-old turning into 44 maybe. Busy, excited. Yeah. And sometimes I find myself, you know, out of being tired or being, or just being like exhausted from the way she's very active. And sometimes I find myself saying some really wrong things, like, oh, my God, you know, you need to stop it now and all of that. And then I catch myself like, oh, my God, you can't do that, because when the kids see you that you're angry and all of that, sometimes they translate it into something else. But then I also
right.
do what Ali said, you know, in the morning when I'm taking her to school, I tell her you're powerful, you're beautiful, you're excited, you're a great kid, you're going to impact your generation. I say a lot of really great things to her. And then she starts to say, to like, Mommy, remember you said I was beautiful? I said, yes. But, you know, beautiful girls don't jump about and flip and flop and all of that. So when she's doing some of those things that I need to watch, she in turn tells me when I get angry with her, like, but you said I was beautiful. I say, yeah, beautiful children, don't do those things, and you need to get it together and all of that. So sometimes as mothers, we really need to check our emotions sometimes to
yes.
know that
uh-huh.
when the kids frustrate us or do those things that we don't necessarily like, and we voice out those things that appear like we're angry and frustrated, it translates to them, and they are wondering, like, okay, I thought my mom said I was this and that. How come she's saying something else now?
Oh,
so
I love that you said that.
Yeah, we just need to kind of get it together and watch what we do, what we say in front of them. Like somebody else said, they do what they see us do, not necessarily what we say. And we're so much of talkers, you know, just human beings in general. We talk more than we act. And somebody
mm-hmm.
said to me one thing, that your actions speak so loud that I don't hear what you're saying. So if your
mm-hmm.
actions are like everything that you do, you know, they don't need to even hear anything because your action will take it all over, you know. So I just thank you ladies so much for what you're doing. This is powerful. This is exciting. We women need to really, really get it together on so many different levels. And because I have to hop out of the call, I just want to make sure I thank Christina for, you know, inviting me. And thank you all ladies for doing everything you're doing. May God bless you all.
Oh, God,
God bless
you.
You.
Thank you for coming in. Oh, thank you so much. That's
thank
beautiful.
You.
That's beautiful. Ladies, I think we have another caller.
Honey.
Yes.
Oh,
yes, ma'am.
I wanted to chime
in. No, go ahead.
Anita, I wanted to chime in. You know, when she brought that up, it made me think about, you know, my husband and I, one thing we practice with our children is that if we do something that we know we weren't our best selves, if we say something out of frustration or out of anger, or if we, you know, sometimes you go, I know you took that. I know it was you. And then you find out it was the other child.
Right.
We're really big on apologizing. You know,
and I think that goes a long way.
Yes,
yes,
it goes a long way, and I think it shows your children that you're not perfect, and that you're gonna miss the mark sometime, and they're gonna miss the mark sometime. But always be man enough, woman enough to come up and say, "I'm sorry, I missed it, I'm wrong." And I practice that in my friendships, in my with my colleagues at work. If I may say something, but if I, you know, if I have to be corrected or I realize I was wrong, I'm really big at admitting it and saying that I'm sorry. And so it
I
goes a
that,
long way when we're working with our children, but it goes a long way with adults. Me, they'll say, well, you know what, you need to, if she feels she's wrong, she's going to admit it. She's going to apologize. She's going
to,
it just
that goes
a
character.
Long way.
Yeah, that goes mm-hmm. to great character, building great character. Because I agree with that. You need to, in my home, we apologize to each other. And not, we don't say sorry because people use it like it's water, like drinking water. We do apologize. And sincere apologies. I'm serious. Y'all know it's the truth. And a sincere
yep.
apology you can accept.
Yes.
And you can heal and you can move forward. And in our home, we have open discussion. We've been doing this, I think, since they were about 5 years old. And we said, you know, we tell them, what can we do better as your parent? What is it that we are doing
mm.
wrong that you don't like? And sometimes that hard truth is something else, okay? Sometimes you,
yes.
they're pointing out some things. We have to be like, oh, okay. And they have the, we want them to be able to express that so that they understand just what you said, Unita, that we're human, we're making mistakes, but you point out something to me and I'm going to work on that.
Yes.
If this is what it's making you feel like, we can work on it. And a lot of times I think we forget that our kids are people too, and we don't give them that that platform to speak. About how they actually feel and feel safe
yes.
to do it. So I love that you said that. Ladies, each of you, I would like, before we close with the show, God, this was a good show. can you give three tools to someone out there and say, well, what can I do right now to change the negative chatter that I'm doing and replacing it? I'm going to start with Allie.
Okay. I think the number one thing a lot of us need to do, because we've all been beat up by life, all of us, it's just the way life is, is forgiveness. Because a lot of times, if you haven't forgiven, it leaves a negative cesspool in your soul. And that's where sometimes the negative can come from. And if we forgive and release people from their debt and from the things we, you know, that they've done to us, I think this really, really helps our mindset. And it is an act of our will. It's not our feelings often. And sometimes God will back that up with a feeling of love towards that person. But if not, you know, it's very, very important to forgive. And I just, the second thing I want to say is Proverbs 4 says, above all else, guard your heart, for out of it flow the issues or the forces of life. And I think we must guard our heart. We must guard our heart sometimes from hurt, guard our heart from negative watching certain things or listening or being around negative people or whatever it is. We must guard our heart because this is where our power is, towards our children and towards our friends and towards our work and towards our life calling. So protecting our heart, I would say, is extremely important. And I think the third thing is to give your best where you are. And wherever God has you right now, to do your very, very best. And if you're scrambling eggs for your children and that's your calling right now and to make the bed, there are seasons in life. And when you give your best in your season, God will promote you to the next season and to the next level and to the next place of influence.
That was good. Ava Laura.
Yeah, so I live by the motto, and this is, you know, what I teach all of my clients. See it, feel it, heal it. You first have to see it. You have to know what's going on, what it is that you want to change, what it is that you need to change, what's holding you back, what's keeping you stuck. Then you have to feel it. You have to process it. You have to work through it. You have to do the work to really release it and let it go. Then you can heal it. And in the healing stage, that's when you can do the positive affirmations, you can do the gratitude, you can do the forgiveness, you can do all of those things. But what happens is most of us miss that step of feeling it, of actually processing it. We want to skip right from, oh, I see it, oh, I don't like that, to, oh, let me get rid of it, I don't like that, let me heal it. And it doesn't work that way. You have to do the work to process it, to remove it first, and then you can let it go. So you have to see it, you have to feel it, then you can heal it.
I love that. That's good. That's good. You need the.
I think that both women said great things. I think the first thing is knowing who you are. When you know who you are, then whatever someone else says that's contrary to that, you won't believe it. Number two, I think you have to just be. You have to be in the present moment, knowing that the present moment gives you everything that you need. And when we go into the past, we're thinking about what happened. When we go into the future, we're putting thoughts of things that haven't even come to pass, and we're putting our thoughts on it, which may or may not be true. And then I think the third thing is to just do it. I think we just need to do. We need to put action behind our thoughts and our feelings and make things happen for ourselves and don't get stuck in thinking about it, but be about it.
I like that. Don't talk about it, be about it. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Christina.
So I guess my three things would be, first of all, remember that this life is not about you. It's about God. Your life is a gift.
Mm-hmm.
So what you do with it is really going to be up to you. And, you know, you got to make your life a gift that you give back to God. You got to stop comparing yourself to others and realize your story is unique, your life is unique. You got to work on eliminating the low self-esteem that you have and begin seeing yourself in the perfection that God created you in. The second thing I would definitely say is get some help, hire a coach, a counselor, whoever you need to get you to where you want to be. You got to start staying positive, and it's very difficult to do that on your own. So you're going to need to have a support team because you're going to need the motivation.
Absolutely.
And you're going to need to get someone to help you. And the third thing is rituals. Create daily rituals. How you start your day is going to be very critical. Whether you start your day with gratitude, which is what I do. I start my day with gratitude and lemon water with tea. And keep a journal, writing down the ideas. Every time the negative thoughts come, I write them down and write my counteracting positive thoughts that come along with them. You've got to do this immediately. I do meditation, listening to motivational speakers. You've got to do whatever it's going to take. to create your rituals. And I think it's, what, like 21 days to change a habit or so? So just do it,
it
for 30
days. It is, 21
days
to change a habit. Absolutely.
Yeah, just do it for 30 days. That's all you got to do. Create your positive success rituals to get you where you want to go.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Each of you tell people where they can reach you if they need you. I will start with you, Christina. You finished last, so we'll start with you.
Oh, awesome. Thank you. So you guys can get in touch with me on my website, which is just simply ChristinaDukes.com. I'm on Facebook at Christina M. Dukes. So those are the two best ways to get in touch with me.
Allison, Allie.
I think the easiest way to get in touch with me is through Facebook messaging. That's Allison, A-L-L-Y-S-O-N, Renaud, R-E-N-E-A-U. And all of these amazing ladies are on Hanif's Facebook page as well.
Yep. Ava Laura.
Well, the beautiful thing about having a unique name is that all you have to do is type up A-V-A-L, and I will literally come right up on Google.
Exactly.
Ava Laura, you can find me. You can find me on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. You can find me on Periscope. You can find my websites. My website is simply my name, avalaura.com, A-V-A-L-A-U-R-A, and you will get all of my information. And I'm on Periscope now and loving it, so I'm probably Periscoping every day now. So if you're on Periscope, follow me at Healer Ava Laura. It's amazing. I'm having an awesome time.
And I love that you said that. Any of you guys on Periscope, it's a great tool. I love it too, Ava Laura. I'm in there. I'm always speaking about uplifting the family unit. But Yanita.
Yes, you can find me on Facebook on Core Work ULM or Yanita L. Muhammad. I'm on Periscope, Instagram, Twitter, Google Plus, all of that under Yanita L. Muhammad or Core Work ULM, which is CoreWork ULM, and you can find me there.
Love it. Listen, everyone, if you want to continue to follow the Simply Hanif radio show and anything of Simply Hanif, you can just find me at Simply Hanif. I'm on everything, Instagram, Twitter, Google+, Periscope. I love it. But we will have great topics. I just wanted to let everyone know that for the month of August, Simply Hanif takes a month break, meaning you will still have shows. We'll be posting and playing some of our favorite shows throughout the month, but I won't be having any live show. But please join us come September for some heavy topics. We like to tackle those and so that we have a way to be better. That's all. Just a show that we can be able to be better. So I leave you with this. Please check your heart. Be mindful of your thoughts and your words. Because, listen, you just may be the only God someone sees today. So be mindful. God bless you all. Thank you for all of my guests, all of the listeners that tuned in today. You have made this show very successful. You need the Christina, Allie, and Ava Laura. God bless you all on your journey. I appreciate you. Have a great, great Tuesday.
Thank you for tuning in to the Simply Hanif Radio Show. Please continue supporting the show by tuning in every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit our website at hanifrjordan.com and click the Simply Hanif tab for more information. Simply Hanif is a wife, mother, and mentor. Hanif brings the best interviews and conversations to you. Let's laugh, cry, grow, and drink coffee.